Blog Talk Radio.
Radio where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Fly Gaza. If you're trying to get on the radio tonight, all you got to do is call 929-477-2425. If you are an artist, come and introduce your track. If you're trying to spit some bars, call that number and let's see what the fuck you got, because I got my co-host here, and we definitely going to judge some music tonight. Hey, yo, co-host, Word. Let them know who you are and where you from.
What up? My name is Pretty Face. I'm from Brooklyn. I'm 23. And yeah, let's get this stuff on the road.
Brooklyn. Shout out to motherfucking Brooklyn, man. New York City, we here. We live. You know, I'm from the Bronx.
Thanks.
It's heavy right there. New York City, if you on the line, make sure you call that number, 929-477-2425. We're going to spin one more track. Callers, I see you. Do not hang up. If you're listening, y'all heard the number, man. We're going to call that shit. That first track was my man, LB the Boss, R.I.P. the Boss, forever boss. You heard? We here.
Rest
tune in
or
you motherfucking tuned out. You ready to get to this music? Because I'm going to play a song that we're going to get to these callers. You ready, Pretty Face?
Nah, yeah, most definitely. We ready. We ready. I want to hear what they got. Want to see what's up.
Oh, shit. In the words of my man from Brooklyn, man, it's about to go. Yo, finish that for me. Gotta go.
It's about to go down. We about to be lit
and
right now. Everybody
fact.
Just sending music in. Call that number.
Yeah. Talk that shit.
You know how we coming, man.
Hey.
Cartel car in this bitch, man.
Hey, you know how we coming, man. Long foot in our pocket, man. Hey.
I can't name one nigga fucking with me. Cause I'm the hottest out of my fucking city.
Gang, hey.
I can't name one nigga fucking with me. Cause I'm the hottest out of my fucking city. You want some money, nigga, get up with me. You weren't here when I was broke, so you ain't coming with me. I can't name one nigga fucking with me. cause I know how to start my fucking city. You want some money, nigga, get up with me. You weren't here when I was broke, so you ain't coming with me. Hey, you weren't here when I was broke, nigga. I had my back against the wall with no hope, nigga. I ain't never said I came up off selling coke, nigga. But I know a couple coke boys with some dope, nigga. For a small price, they'll get it on the floor, nigga. I'm the man in my city, these other rappers joke, nigga. Really know some Mexicans that get it on a boat, nigga. We got 10,000 Lexus when you wanna coast, nigga. It ain't hard to get some money, can you stay afloat, nigga? Really rap about what I done, these other rappers boast, nigga. I didn't hold niggas, I done ran off, I didn't poke niggas. Moral of the story, most of you niggas got some hoe in them. Most of you niggas kick around the niggas that is stole from them. All my niggas solid take on me, they taking soul from you. How you going let a nigga up and take a pole from you? I unload on you, dump the clip and then reload on you. Had to kick the squares out the circle, they was so different. Half these niggas talking about some money, ain't got no chicken. Had to kick my lash bitch to the curb, ain't had no ambition. Not no scholar, baby, you gon' have to pay your own tuition. I can't name one nigga fucking with me, cause I know how to start my fucking city. You want some money, nigga, get up with me. You weren't here when I was broke, so you ain't coming with me. I can't name one nigga fucking with me, cause I know how to start my fucking city. You want some money, nigga, get up with me. You weren't here when I was broke, so you ain't coming with me.
Yeah. Cartel Carmen. Y'all know the motherfuckers vibe, man. For the record radio, where the independent artist matters the most. I am definitely your host. I co-host for motherfucking Brooklyn. Pretty Face, what's the vibe, mama?
What's up? Nah, I ain't even gonna lie, that truck was fire. I ain't even gonna lie, that was that heat. I was over here bumping like, nah, this is lit.
Hey, shout out to my man Cartel Carter, you know. He's doing a little time right now, but we always keep my people lit on the radio 7 days a week for the record radio. No day off, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. West Coast time. So make sure y'all tune in. This is where the independent artist matters the most. Hey, yo, Pretty Face, you ready to take a caller? Because we never know who call in.
Nah, yeah, I'm definitely ready to take a caller.
Oh, shit. Let's see who we got. First caller, we on the line with Pretty Face from Brooklyn. Let her know who you are, where you from, and what the fuck do you do?
How you doing, Pretty Face? This is Pops from Chopping Up with Pops
up,
right
Pops?
Here on For the Record
up?
Radio. How you doing, honey?
Yeah.
You doing okay?
I'm good. How are you? Yeah, I'm good.
I'm
just
doing
chilling.
Outstanding.
How are you?
Fly Gaza ain't bugging you too much, is he?
Nah, he ain't.
Good deal.
He cool, man.
Good
that's
deal,
my
man.
That's, up,
yeah, that's my guy right
Minnesota.
There, man.
Minnesota.
Man, Minnesota's
now,
getting
here.
Let me hear something about you. Let me know. In Minnesota, it's
what's
cold.
That?
I mean, it's getting a little chilly over here. So a lot. I'm kind of a little freezing.
Yeah,
everybody's
yeah.
Walking outside with sweaters and stuff. So it ain't no joke.
Right. Yeah. I got a buddy in Poughkeepsie who told me it was cold as fuck up there the other day.
Oh, yeah. The other day it was freezing.
Yeah, man.
Man, we ain't seen
anyway,
but,
man, let me go ahead and tell you guys what I do. I got
yeah,
a badass show right here on Photo Record Radio called Chop It Up with Pops. It's every Tuesday night from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time until 9:30 Central Standard Time. It's an hour and a half long show. I invite a local independent artist into my home. They sit on my couch. We have an interview. We spin their music. We smoke a fucking ton of weed. And we do an Instagram live and a Facebook live. So y'all can tune in and watch us get stupid.
Oh,
that's
okay.
Word,
yo,
dog.
I was about to say, yo, so you guys be lit over there, huh? Like, how is it? Like, is it like, cool to, like, live in? I mean, because I'm only from New York. I never, like, really moved outside of, like, Brooklyn or, like, anywhere else.
Oh,
I mean, I visited
yeah.
places, but...
Well, yeah, man. I mean, you talking about the weed vibe? Because the weed vibe is good on my end, baby.
Like, yeah. Oh, like, y'all got that. Let me know. We got,
you know what I mean.
We got designer. We got a lot of designer weed over here. I want to know y'all got, like, designer weed. What y'all smoke over there? Like,
oh, shit.
Well, right now, I'm smoking on some Scarlet Kush.
Oh, I never had that.
Which is dynamite,
yeah, right.
Really. It's,
That's cool. I bet. So, I mean, like, and then now, how is it like to live over there? Like, besides, like, what you do, like, what else do you, like, how do you, like, every day, like, what you do, like, what's your goals, like, what you trying to do, like, every day, like, just because you do this, like, what you want to get out of it?
Actually, I just want to get people exposure. I want to get somebody, I want to make somebody big one day is what I'd like. If I can make one person big and get one person the kind of exposure they really need, then I've done my job. And it's not really a job because I love doing what I do. I really do. I really enjoy doing what I do.
That's good. At least people appreciate you for doing that. Not many people actually think like you to want to help somebody else and actually reach what they got to reach. But, you know, we appreciate you, man. Like, you know, this is actually a good call. Like, it was nice meeting you. Feel me? Like, it's just, I don't know. Minnesota's different. I got to take a visit over there. Maybe I got to take a trip and see what it's like over there. Maybe we can smoke that.
Slide through. I make room on the couch for you. You can sit right there next to Pops. Right. You can chop it up. Hell yeah, I got some stuff to set you back a little bit.
All right, man, cool. I love to travel, so if anything, I'll see you sometime soon, you know?
Hell yeah, so girl. You're always welcome at Pops' crib.
Yeah.
Pops, I think you might have to show Pretty Face around Minnesota.
That's okay. I got a whip. Right, I don't mind. I'll show around the whole joint.
Though. That's a fact, though, man. Hey, yo, Pops, man, make sure you get a big coat because I heard it's going to be real cold where we at right now, man, this winter. You heard? So
man, I know. I already heard.
Your earmuffs, your long johns, you feel me? You better stack up.
Hell, yeah. I got a long-ass parka, like a trench coat parka. Hell, yeah. I'm going to
shit. So somebody gets his chat. He got the trench. You heard?
Right.
I know your reach is real long, so I need you to reach down in the crates. What independent artists are you going to show shine for tonight?
Man, that's a tough one, man. Shit. Man, let's give her some flavor, let's give her some Toby Swisher, but
what song though? You know his list is long.
But
I thought you said butt. I'm like, but what? You mean butt?
No, not butt.
We're about to get butt right now. Toby Swisher, no butts about it. Pretty Flea in the building, Brooklyn, Minnesota. Stand the fuck up, New York, we here. This is Toby Swisher. This is Buck. This shit go crazy.
Give us a call, 929-477-2425. We live.
DJ Kid, this a hit for show. Been on the road.
Ha!
Toby Swisher on For the Record Radio. Y'all know what it is, man. This is where the independent artist matters the most. I am your host, Block Gaza. We here with Pretty Face from Brooklyn, New York City.
What up?
Hey,
what up? You asking me?
Yeah, you got it.
I mean, it was all right. I ain't gonna lie. It's catchy, but I'll probably listen to it here and there. I really wouldn't like. I mean, yeah. Shout out to the artist. You know, I gotta give credit when it's due. I can't just feel me be like, oh no. But
mm-hmm.
I don't know. Okay. Not okay. Like all the time to like really buck.
Okay. Definitely, we definitely respect the opinion of Pretty Face tonight. We're going to play music. Callers, the lines is lit right now, Pretty Face. So let's get to these callers. You ready?
I'm ready.
Let's fucking get it then. For the record, you on the line. What's up? Who are you? Where you from? And what do you do?
What's up, Gaza? This is Taisha from Chicago.
Hey, Chicago. Taisha, what's up? Woo! We need some sound effects.
Guys,
what's
I want to hear that check.
Bag do, huh?
I want to hear that check that bag by Haley the Great.
Oh, shit. We about to check
oh,
the bag.
Shit.
You ready, Pretty Face?
I'm about to check a bag. I got to check one.
Oh, if you about to check a bag after this, you going straight to the bank. Let's go.
Clock. She going to get that bag. He say he got it for the low. I'm going to get that bag. My bitch, he bust that clock. He going to get that bag. My bitch, he bust that clock. She going to get that bag. My bitch, he bust that clock. She going to get that bag. He say he got it for the low. I'm
trying to get that bag.
That bag.
Blue faces, yeah, all hungry for speed to get that bag.
Man. All right, y'all, the show's over. I got to go and check the bag, man. Fuck it, man. Y'all have a good... Nah, I'm fucking with y'all. We here for the record radio. You either tuned in or you tuned out. The lines are lit. I am your host, Flock Gaza. Make sure y'all call in. Come support these businesses that are about to come through right now and support themselves and promote themselves. This is what it's about. Y'all know the number, man. 929-477-2425. I'm here with my host from Brooklyn. Hey, yo, Pretty Face, what you thought about Check Face?
Yeah.
Did you go to the bank? Oh, all right. She said, I thought you were at the bank.
I'm on my way to the bank, so I'm going to go get that bag. Yeah, I don't know what anybody else is doing, but I'm out. That shit had me lit in my feet. I'm too busy here, like, I need to go get that bag.
Yo, that's Haiti the Great, West Side, Chicago. You got Brooklyn checking the bag, my guy. All right, well, we got a lot of callers here. We're here with my co-host, Pretty Face from Brooklyn, New York. So y'all make sure y'all tap the fuck in. You ready to take this next caller?
I'm ready to take this next caller.
Let's get it. We never know who calls in. Caller, let her know who are you, where you from, and what is it that you do? 201, you live.
Hi,
this
is Joanne from
New Jersey, yeah. There we go. Hello? We hear you now. Repeat yourself.
This is Joanne from Trinidad, but living in New Jersey now.
Okay.
Trinity, Jersey.
Trinity,
man.
Trinity, I love Trinity. I love Trinity. In my face.
Oh, well, listen to this. Let them know what you do.
Well, I'm based in New Jersey, and I provide all the Trini delicacies and delights to basically everyone here in New Jersey and surrounding. I have an Etsy shop. I cook, prepare the green seasons, the spices, that hot Trini pepper sauce, anything you need, I provide.
Oh, that sounds too hot.
Hold on. Do you get to New York? Because Pretty Face in Brooklyn, and she sounds like she's hungry.
More.
Like I'm only 20 minutes outside of the Holland Tunnel.
Ooh.
Oh, you right there? I was just passing through there the other day. I just came back from Atlanta. I passed through the Holland Tunnel, so I know where you're at.
Exactly. Anywhere you gotta go, you gotta go through Jersey to get there.
Yeah, most definitely.
Anywhere down south.
So
yeah, down south is lit.
Let me see. Where do I start with these questions? How about let's give the people your social media right now. Make sure to hit it. If you have a website or anything, go ahead, promote it.
Well, I have my Instagram. It's at Trini Treats LLC. You can come on, check out all the delights. Everything I cook, prepare is made from the heart with that Trini flavor and that Trini spice.
Yo, if y'all haven't had Trini food, I suggest y'all go check them out right now. I was looking up and down the Instagram. I ain't going to lie. I got hungry, and all I had was Spanish food. But, you know, I put hot sauce on it, so it was kind of spicy. But you got some good looking food. Give us a little bit of
no,
on
most
the menu.
Definitely.
What did you
give
say?
Us,
I didn't hear
yeah,
you.
Bit, oh, I said, give us a little bit. Give us a little bit insight on what types of Trini food you have there.
Okay, well, we start off with the Trini. Not we don't say hot sauce. We say Trini pepper sauce, made with Scotch bonnet, ghost pepper, flake scorpion pepper. You know, scorpion is the worst, and it's the best.
Mm-hmm.
And we have mango chutney, which you can eat with practically anything from rice and peas, pilau, curry chicken, roti, all that good stuff.
She's making me hungry.
Yeah, me too.
Then, you know,
I'm looking
you know,
at the page
you know,
right now.
Trinidad is as cosmopolitan and diverse as it is. We have a lot of Indian flavors as well. So, you know, I'm part what we call in Trinidad, I'm a dogla mixed with Indian and, you know, African American. I'm African and I make kurma, fudge, tamarind bowl, anything that you want, Trini Treats can provide. Learn from the best.
Man.
And I'm sharing it with the rest.
And the world needs to eat it because it sounds like it's the best. Hold on, we got bars. We're going to have to collab or something. my question to you is when did you know that you wanted to put, since you're Trinidadian, I'm assuming?
Yes, I'm, yep, to the bone.
All right, to the bone. So when did you know that you wanted to cook that cultural food and put it out there so people, like, a lot of people don't know what Trinidadian food is. So I know you have probably the Trinidadian target of people where, man, they know exactly what you have, the pepper sauce, everything. But for people that don't know, when did you start doing this to say, you know what, people will know?
Well, this is 2020 is a year first, right? You know, because of everything that's been going on with the pandemic. Usually go home twice a year to source my products, to bring back for my consumption and for the consumption of my family and friends here in New Jersey. Trinidad is shut down, can't get in, can't get out. So, you know, necessity, as they say, is the mother of invention. Yeah, it's easy to purchase the stuff, but when you make it, nothing beats that. So I decided to just, you know, use my skills, use the skills I've learned over the years from my mom, my grandma, and I decided, well, you know what? I can do this. I don't need to go home to Trinidad to buy the stuff from local vendors. I can do this myself. So that's basically all it is. You know, country shut down, can't go anywhere, time on my hands. Let me do what I know what to do.
And make it do what it do. Oh, man. You know, when I'm in New York City, you know I'm going to hit you.
And remarkably, my clientele hasn't really been a lot of Trinidadians. You know, I have a lot of American customers who love the food, who love the spices, and because everything has been shut down for so long here, they're opening up their taste buds and opening up their minds to new flavors and new experiences because of everything
right.
That's been going on. So it's been a blessing. COVID-19 has definitely been a curse, but it's also been a blessing at the same time because it's allowed people to try new things, open up their minds and experiences to new people, places, diversity, stuff like that.
Well, my mouth is watering. I'm not no cap. I'm going to definitely tune in with you. I want to thank you for showing up and showing out. Give your social media one more time because I know New York City is listening. And, Brittany, I know you got
Yeah, I'm here. It's at TriniTreatsLLC Instagram. TriniTreatsLLC.
Yeah, I just checked out your page. You actually do have a lot of good food here. I'm getting hungry just sitting here. But, I mean, I most definitely passed by because I'm a little hungry right now. Like, I've been doing stuff, but just looking here, yeah, I'm looking at all this stuff, the sauces, the stuff inside the bread. Nah, this looks good, something I eat.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, that iconic Trini bacon shark. You know, nothing beats a bacon shark at the river or by the beach. You can't go to Trinidad. You can't go to the island. The island could come to you.
Yeah, most definitely.
Man.
But these do look good.
Well, I want to thank you for stopping by. I appreciate your time. All I got to say is that I'm hungry.
And I do want to thank you both for giving me the opportunity to highlight my business and highlight my culture and to speak about what I'm passionate about.
Man,
I
can feel the energy.
I just followed your page.
Thank you.
You are
Make sure everyone go follow her page right now. If you in Jersey, I got a couple of people in Jersey listening right now. Tap in if you love Trini Food. Go follow her Instagram. Go and network to get a real spicy meal. For real, if you ain't going spicy, it ain't Trini. That's all I'm saying. All right. Well,
yeah, that's all. I'm going over there.
We got a lot of callers on the line. Callers, do not hang up. You have a great night, and thank you. All right.
Good night.
All right. Well, she hung up.
Oh, okay, well, good night. It was nice meeting you.
she hears us. Thank you. Shout out to Trini.
Thank you.
I got a lot of Trini brothers, man, so I'm going to definitely slide that link right to them. They down there in Queens. Shout out to Queens. You know what I mean? So, my question to you is, when you getting some Trini food?
You said, when am I going to get us some Trini food?
Yeah, when you going to get some Trini food?
I go tomorrow. I live right here in New Jersey. I'm going to go. I go tomorrow. I love Trini food. I've been eating something called fried chicken and the sauce. Oh, my God, yo. It's amazing.
Oh, man. Well, we're getting about to play some more music. Call and stay right here. We got Pretty Face from Brooklyn. You already know I'm Fly Gaza. We're going to change the vibe a little bit. We definitely going to change the vibe a little bit. So make sure y'all tune in. Y'all know the number, 929-477-2425. This is where an independent artist matters the most. Let's catch a vibe.
Empty your mind.
Danny D, what's the vibe, man?
Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Cuando cambie el juego, nadie me va a detener. Pacas de más voy a tener. Yellow all over my neck. Con B. Louis looking great. Nothing me para por ley. Encendido en el club con la Glow OG Cucho Day. La musa nadie me la va a pagar. Los que no saben que estoy ready para guerra. Que en el asiento y los tambores atrás. De ningún cabrón nunca me voy a dejar. Empecé en 93 y le metí 23. Si Jordan gano, yo voy a triunfar también. Mi día va a llegar y todo el mundo lo va a ver. Mi talento va a brillar, me van a reconocer. Empecé en 93 y le metí 23. Si Jordan gano, yo voy a triunfar también. Mi día va a llegar y todo el mundo lo va a ver. Mi talento va a brillar, me van a reconocer. Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Cuando toca mi puerta de mayo voy a abrir. Te juro por mi hijo que nació en abril. Esto fue un milagro, prometo que por él yo voy a partir. Dios me dio un talento, voy a cosechar para recibir. Como dice Mickey Wood, no te voy a mentir. Ando con un flow más duro que el mismo Benadryl. El más duro de la nueva te lo tengo que decir. Cuando me pegué van a escuchar de mí. Como dice Arcángel, si tú tienes flow, talento y te ve bien. La industria never gonna let you in. Ellos no quieren que tú le quites su habichuela. Pero un día representarán la vieja escuela. Como dice Arcángel, si tú tienes flow, talento y te ve bien. La industria never gonna let you in. Ellos no quieren que tú le quites su habichuela. Pero un día representarán la vieja escuela. Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Cabrones, yo sé que voy a subir. Mi momento está cerca de mí. Nadie lo va a detener así. Si está pa' mí, no me voy a dormir. Cambiaré el juego hacia mí. Yeah, 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 yeah. Danny D, el negro de la baby. El antipeca también, por si no lo sabía. Yeah.
Danny D, ¿sabes? You already know, man. We play music from all over the world. Radio, man. That's for the record, man. tuned in or you tuned out. You know we here 7 days a week, no days off, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Central. I mean, 9 p.m. Eastern, excuse me, 6 p.m. West Coast time. We here with my co-host, Pretty Face. Yo, what you thought about that song, though?
I ain't gonna lie, that was E-Rock too. I'm Puerto Rican and Dominican, so I kind of understood a little bit what they were saying. But, I mean, I can't really say much because, you know, I was just tuning into the beat. But that was fire.
Yes, yes. Shout out to Denny D. That's D-E-N-I-D. Go and check him out right now. He's on all major platforms. He's got a YouTube. Make sure y'all tap the fuck in. You ready to take these callers? We got callers, man. Callers, do not hang up.
I'm ready. Come on. Let me hear what they have to say. I want to see where they're from, what they got going on.
Let's definitely get it. Caller, who are you? Where are you from and what do you do?
Yo, what's going on, man? Hey, shout out to For the Record Radio, Fly Styles of Pretty Face. How y'all doing tonight?
We good.
Oh,
how are you?
Good deal. Hey, my name is Jamie Jenkins. I'm here in Jackson, Mississippi, and I have a journal line for black men. It's a black men's journal line.
Tell us more.
So a little bit more about it. It's basically an avenue for expression. It's a tool. So most times, we'll start with the guys. We'll start with the men. You're conditioned. Most men are conditioned not to communicate well. Ladies, I think you can attest to that most men don't communicate, don't express themselves, don't speak clearly of what's going on, how to communicate better. But it's conditioned. We're taught that way. Don't cry. Don't do this. Get over it. Whatever's going on, it's not an expression avenue for us. It's shut down and just kind of muddle through it. And it causes a lot of depression, especially in our community. But what this is a tool. So it's both a guided journal and an unguided journal. So it's unguided where you can go in and kind of write anything you want to, but then it's guided. So let's say you have a significant other or you have a child that you want to better communicate with. And I think that's something that we need to be doing in our community as far as bonding. So your child, your significant others, they know you're motivated. You get up, you go to work, you do everything you're supposed to do. You're working hard, up early, out late, whatever it takes to make it. But have your child ever asked you or have you ever told your child what motivates you? Like really what motivates you? Not, I got to pay these bills. Because most conversations in the household is about daily life. It's not about real significant questions or what's on your mind. And I think every one of us has a lot of knowledge and a lot of things that we could instill in our kids, but no child is going to come walk up to you and say, hey, Dad, what motivates you? They're not. They want V-Bucks. They want Fortnite stuff. That's what they want. That's just what they want. They want to go outside. They want to play their video games. They want to be left alone. So this is an avenue to connect with. So, for example, every week me and my child, I will write in my journal, and I have a kid's journal also, Hello Black Child. He'll write in his journal, and we can just exchange journals and learn so much more about each other because a lot of times just in conversation, what happens? You cut people off. If you tell me your favorite team, I'm going to tell you my favorite team. I'm going to cut you off at some point. You're not going to be able to get through thing that you got. You know, I'm going to cut you off and tell you about my team. That's the same thing with kids and significant others and women. It's an avenue. I just think it's a phenomenal. It's a movement. It's been going so well. A lot of shout outs and things of that nature. But that's what it is. It's an opportunity for black men, women, teens, children, and couples to get to know themselves internally, and they can have a tool to share with whoever so they choose.
I think what you're doing is amazing. Because communication is the key to the world, and a lot of people as humans lack that. You know,
yes.
People are quick to hate then congratulate. People are quick to ask that'll make a person feel like their dreams aren't worth it because those people couldn't create them and go all the way
right.
through. But communicated, you know, he would have helped with the movement. But a lot of people aren't helping with their movements because they do not know how to communicate. I think that is so awesome, man. Let the people know your social media so they can get a hold of you, because I know they're listening.
Absolutely. Okay, so my social media I have a website, phenomenal website. If you order any journals off the website, you'll get a pen and you'll get wristbands. So we have some merch that we automatically send out, and I'll sign those, personally inscribe those. But the website is helloblackman.com, helloblackman.com. On Facebook, it's helloblackman. The site has been up. The Facebook page has been started just this past November. We're well over 11,000 followers right now. So it's been going phenomenal as far as a reach is concerned. So Hello Black Man on Facebook, Hello Black Man Journal on Instagram, HBM Journal on Twitter, and Hello Black Man on YouTube. We just got our YouTube started, and we're going to be doing some interviews of some people that have their journals and allowing them to express themselves, kind of making a little short movie on how impactful these journals have been. There's five unique journals. Every journal is unique. You have Hello Black Man, you have Hello Black Woman, you have Hello Black Couple, and it's the Hello Black Couple is for two partners that can write in one journal, so you have two people basically making a book themselves. And then you have Hello Black Teen, and then you have Hello Black Child.
Wow, that's amazing, man. That is amazing. You know, you're tapping into the universe. You're tapping into the energy of positivity. There's only one way, and that's going all the way up with this, man. I really like what you're doing, and I want you to send all this information in my inbox so I can share it with people that I know will take advantage of this, you know, because we live
Absolutely.
In a world where everybody's different. We can say it. Everybody's different, and we all have different type of conscience, different type of way we communicate with each other. And I think something like this will help us communicate better, and we can get further in life as black men on this earth, because we see where it's going.
It's a clear path right now. We do.
Yes, definitely. So I have a question, and I do have my co-host, Pretty Face from Brooklyn. Hey, Pretty Face, do you have any questions for my guest here?
No, but could I say some? I mean, I'm very inspired by this because the way you think is not a lot of people think like you, and not a lot of people actually care about other people's mindsets and what motivates them and how it gets them to where they need to be today. And I honestly, like, truthfully, like, appreciate you for this. I actually checked out your Instagram and I followed you, and I feel like this is a very good idea that you make a journal on how, like, we all should be treated, even if, you know, I have a child myself, like I have a son. He's 7 months, and so this, like, is
wow.
to be able to teach you how to be a parent, how to motivate your kids to become that person whenever they get to that age. You know what I'm saying? So
I do.
It's actually good.
Yeah. Now, my question to you is, sir, where do you see yourself with this in about 5 years? I usually say two, but with this, I know the long term is going to be amazing. Where do you see yourself in 5 years with this movement?
Honestly, it's kind of scary. When I first came up with the concept, I was literally nervous. I was so nervous about it because I said, well, somebody got to have something out there like that. I was going through some stuff with my son, and, you know, the way I communicate and he communicate are so different. I said, I got to figure out a way to connect with this dude, man, you know, so we can be on the same page. And so I started writing down questions. I met my father at 16 years old. I'm from a small town. Him and my mom were never together. And basically, growing up, I never got a chance to ask him some real questions. And so the same thing with my son. You know, it's go to school, it's do your homework, it's clean up, it's go to the game, it's it. So in about as time progresses, I want my son to have a documented Q&A from me. If something should happen to me right now, he has answers from his father, like real answers.
Right.
I would answer. So in 5 years, my goal is to be going across the country, speaking to kids, speaking to parents, speaking to teens about connecting and knowing how to communicate. Reading communication is something that it would improve your memory. If you write down what you did today, and in 3 months, you will have it. You will remember it. You're 8 times more likely to remember it just by writing it down. But if you're not, they just kind of pass. They're just a blur. And so this in 5 years, my goal is to be going across the country, motivating people, helping people communicate, helping people connect with people that they hadn't connected with before. I'm going to give you a real short story. My mom is in her late 60s. She's 69 years old. I'm 41. I had never asked my mom what she wanted to be because my mom, her job was to be my mom. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
Right.
Her job was to help provide. That's it. So my mom, you know, at 41, I found out that my mom wanted to be an airline stewardess. Like, she never told me that. All through my whole life, it never came up. But I'm learning things about my parents now, and my kids are learning things about me that's right. Not going to come up in daily conversation. So in 5 years, my goal is to be nationwide, if not global, with this movement, just getting people to communicate, getting our people to communicate.
I honestly believe with the drive that you have and the fact that it's starting off at home, I'm not even going to hold it to you. I think it's amazing that you started it at home, and that's the seed, and we're going to water that, all right? We're going to water that seed, and you're going to be all over the world. Why? Because we just spoke it into existence. In 5 years, you're going to be doing what you think, okay?
That's dope, man. That's dope. And what's so crazy, when I got this number, I am the biggest New York Knicks fan in the world. I'm a diehard
Knicks
fan.
Oh, that you my best friend.
I'm a diehard Knicks fan.
We don't lose. We here. That's a fact. Oh, man. So I want to thank you for your time. Give the people your social media one more time. So
people
can tap in because people need to. This is us, guys. Hold on. Guys, if you're listening right now, this is not something you need to breeze through. You need to be a part of this because it's to help communication within us. And I think that's
amazing.
I think that's
absolutely
amazing. I want to thank you for your time. Go ahead, man. Let them know where to find you.
Good deal. I appreciate everything. I appreciate every moment of opportunity you all are giving me tonight. The social media again, the website is helloblackman.com. The Facebook page is helloblackman. The Instagram is Hello Black Man Journal. The Twitter is HBM Journal. And the YouTube is Hello Black Man on YouTube. There's 5 unique journals right now. I have 2 in the works. Right now you have Hello Black Man, Hello Black Woman, Hello Black Couple, Hello Black Teen, and Hello Black Child.
And y'all heard it right here for the record radio. Make sure you go follow this. Go do your research. And make sure you tap in because this is something that can help the whole family. As you can see, relationships, kids, it can help aunties, uncles, cousins. Definitely everybody can relate to this. I want to thank you for your time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, thank you. That was nice.
Man, yo, pretty face. You ready, man? We're going to take this next call. We ain't even going to play no music. Callers, do not hang up. And if you was tapped in, please follow everybody you heard today because we all have a dream. We all have a goal, and the goal is to reach our goals. All right, guys, let's reach our goals. It doesn't matter what you do. If you love what you're doing and it doesn't feel like a job, tap into that. Go get resources with people that are willing to help with your dream because they have the same dream. All right, y'all, let's stop playing with it. Let's communicate. Man, that shit is dope, man. I'm going to tap into it myself. What you think, Pretty Face?
I mean, this is going good so far. We've got a lot of that last caller had me here, like, had me thinking about all this Black Journal stuff. It's real serious, too, so.
Real life, for real, for real. You ready to get to this next caller?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, all right. Well, let's get to this next caller. Caller, who are you? Where you from? And what you do? You live on For the Record Radio, where the independent artist definitely matters the most. 5
Hey, yo, what up, man?
Hey, yo, what up, man? It's your boy Logan, man, from Jersey. Calling in.
Ooh, Jersey. Okay.
Yeah, man, how y'all doing, man?
What's
we
vibe,
good,
man?
We got another Jersey caller.
Yeah.
How
you guys doing tonight?
Hey, yo, Logan, let
yeah,
me people know what you're
doing. Yeah, man, I'm a hip-hop artist out of Jersey, man. I rap,
what?
I sing, I produce, yeah. I'm just having fun with it, man.
Oh, word? Let me hear you say something then. Could you freestyle?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Who's that, Pretty Face? Huh?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's Pretty Face. I'm in the building. I'm here. I'm listening.
Hey, yo, sometimes you may feel like you're from the bottom of the barrel. You can't go on fighting, just want to throw in the towel. Can't wash away the sense of failure with the 100 showers. Sometimes you may feel like you have no more power. When you hit rock bottom, make like a ball and bounce back. Cause all your peoples be there for you. You can count on that. Treat each worry and fear like a deuce and drop it. A determined mind is like a speeding train. You can't stop it. Keep a handle on life. You can't lose control. Don't let them say you won't make it. You got to pursue your goals. If you love something, do your best to hold on. Cause you ain't going to really know what you got until it's gone. One.
Hey, my boy snap.
You hear me?
Man. Logan. Pretty Face. I'm going to let you go first.
What
you saying?
Nah,
you
hold
put him on the spot.
You have me pretty handsome, right?
You put him on the spot, and he said you will play. What you feel
nah,
about
he,
that?
He gave it. He gave it to me. I asked him for it. He gave it to me. I got to give it to you, man. I ain't even going to lie. That was he. That was he.
Yeah.
Man.
That's what I do, though. That's what I do, though. I speak real.
Listen, as long as you always prepared, whenever it's time to freestyle, you're always going to be good as an artist. As for what I know and for what I've seen around, you always got to make sure, you always got to be prepared when they say freestyle real quick. Let me see what you got. Got to spit them your bars.
Right.
I ain't going to lie, you gave it to me, so that's valid.
That's for sure. Thank you.
He went right in. I like that. I like that. Hey, yo, Logan.
Hey, yo.
Do you know this song right
my
here?
My brother Logan, man. I'm with him, man. I'm always supporting him. This guy's nice, man. I'm telling
Word.
You, he produce, he do everything all around. My Instagram, Cash My Drip, better 610. Add me. I'm a lyricist, too. I do this for real.
Yeah.
Pennsylvania.
Logan Real
hold
Music
on, hold
at
on,
Facebook.
Hold on, hold on. Yeah, hold on, hold on, hold on. Hold on, hold on. This is Cash?
Yeah, brother, yeah. What up with you,
yeah, I heard about you, man. Salute to you, Cash, man. For
yeah,
real,
nah,
I remind you a good thing for Logan, man.
I thought a quick 16 part, you know what I mean? I got you, bro.
We here with y'all, man.
One more. I said,
go ahead, bro.
I'm on another level. Y'all just taking off. I came in here with that good guy fashion on. They can never jack my swag. I'll just pass it on. A couple shots of Patron, now I'm in my zone. I said, Fifetti the Don, just know he coming home. And when he touched down, I'm going to put my brother on. I said, I'm fly as hell, yeah, from head to toe. And she said she going to shake it like a red nose. If it ain't about the money or the dividends, then it's probably a Spanish mommy what I'm swimming in. You waste your time hating on me, boy, you ain't got no life. He said he pushed some keys, but we know that you not the type. You thinking, why she fuck with me? Because you don't hit it right. Just know that I'm a shine regardless. I don't need the light. These niggas sleeping on me, shit, they should have stayed awake. Cupid's and Konya's in your swipe, but we all know you fake. I ain't gonna take up too much of your time.
Yeah.
Hey, we out here, man. Yeah,
we
that's
do it
for
the music. We do it for the music.
No.
Like, y'all, we do it for the people just like y'all. So we support
yeah,
what y'all do.
We try to take off, we support, we show love.
Yeah.
Instagram, man, have me on the ground, man. Catch my drip butter underscore 610, man. We're gonna take
yeah.
off with it.
That's a fact.
Yeah, but I have a record. I have a record I want you to play of
yo,
mine.
I'm here.
I have a record I want you to play of mine. It's called
nah,
Logan and Dixon.
We're not playing your record. Nah, man. We ain't playing.
Word. Nah, it's got a real positive
whoa.
Message. I think people need to hear it. It's called.
Yeah. Real music.
Is that the song you're trying to play right now?
Yeah, they need to hear that, man.
Man, introduce your shit. Fuck what they talk about. Introduce your shit, man.
Yeah, what up, man? It's Logan.
Logan Real Music. This song's Logan Addiction. Yo, y'all make sure y'all go check out the video. This shit bonkers.
I need your Instagram once again, sir.
It's Logan Real Music.
Yeah. Real music. Yeah.
I've been down for too long, I can only go up from here. My whole generation's dying, I can't disappear. God put me here on this earth for a good reason. Every day's a good day as long as I'm breathing. Buried too many friends from ODing. I put the needle down, say goodbye, I'm leaving. I surrender, I had to put my faith in a higher power. I can feel my daughter looking down, yeah. It wasn't easy being me, I was insecure. Had a lot of pain bottled up, so I used some more. Addicted to the feeling of not feeling at all. But I know that I'm not alone, it's a cold world. I had to change, there's no looking back. It's a life and death situation, and that's a fact. My friends ain't my friends if they're using, it's a wrap. See you later, I'm gone and I won't be looking back. I'm back in this music to spread this message to adults and adolescents who wanna be in my presence and feel what I create, cause the truth you can't fake. You can only fool yourself, I had a lot on my plate. I covered up my emotions, but these days I'm devoted. I notice a change and I'm not scared to own it. I'm stuck in the moment, one day at a time. I write the realest music ever, I had a lot on my mind. I'm starting to see things clear, yeah, this is my year. I made amends to my family, now there's no more fear. Now it's time to show the world the only reason I'm here. And I'ma touch a few lives with this one here. Was afraid of success, but I'm on track. I rap for the addict who's afraid to relapse. I rap for the youth in the struggle of using drugs. I was just like you, I was afraid to grow up. I didn't listen to nobody, I was quick to judge people. Meanwhile, I'm staring through the eye of the needle. Waking up with cold sweats, I didn't have no fever. I'm detoxing in bed, I didn't know me either. Addicted to the pain, thoughts of insanity. 17 years of using is no fantasy. Trust me when I say it was a waste of time. I don't have another run in me, if I use, I'll die. I look back how I used to be, it's crazy. The question to myself, this is not how mom raised me. Something came over me, something changed me. Dad gave me hope, it's his words that saved me. He told me I'm a leader, so go lead them, they need you. You can save lives, tell your story to the people. So I spit it how I live it, I'm gifted with these words. And my experience is real, that life is for the birds. Jail's institution and death, it's absurd. You better ask somebody if you haven't heard. Yeah, Logan's in recovery now, and that's my word. I'm trying to find myself so I can calm my nerves. I'm trying to be the best version of me. I can finally look myself in the mirror and feel free. I can finally put my pain in the coffin and just breathe and bury that pain in the ground more than 6 feet deep. I will never forget where I came from at all. I was destined to make it, but first I had to fall. But I got up harder, I came back smarter. Don't ever judge a book by its cover, you don't bother. Real music.
Yeah, that's
long. It's been a long road for me. You know, I'm sober now. You know, I'm thankful. And, yeah, man, that's all I got. Thanks for letting me share.
Thanks for sharing, Logan.
Thanks for sharing, Logan.
Y'all not tuned in tonight, I don't know what to tell y'all. And yo, Pretty Face, man, what did you think about that song?
Nah, I ain't even gonna lie, that was real stuff. When he was speaking, I was actually like listening to the words, and that was actually like facts. I mean, that was just probably his life growing up, and that's how he had it. He put it all into a song, and that's what it's really all about. So I really do fuck with that song. That was tough.
Yeah, that shit go in. That's the same way I felt. Like, hold on, he came at it a whole different way.
Mm-hmm.
He got his own sound. He don't sound like nobody. And I want to shout out Jersey, man.
Shout out Jersey, man. They came through heavy tonight.
Yeah.
We at the end of the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Brittany, I want to say Brittany, a.k.a. Pretty Face. Let them know your social media.
If you guys want to add me on Instagram, my Instagram is PrettyFaceBrit. I barely use, you know, Facebook, but if you want to add me, I'm on there, BabyCakesBrit. And, yeah, just add me on there, and I got you with everything. Just hit me up. I do promos and all of that. You want to get your songs out there, you want to get your music out there, just hit me and just let me know. I'm not Hollywood, just don't believe I'm not. I answer everybody.
I bet. You heard her. She's from Brooklyn. And she not Hollywood.
Brooklyn.
You heard? We're going to take this last caller, and then we're going to get out of here, because I definitely don't like to leave callers last and not get them. So we're going to get to this last caller. We out of here. All right, Britt? Let's get it. Caller, talk your shit.
Say the best for last. I feel so special for you guys. Thank you, my brother.
Seattle.
Yo, it's your man, King Kush Money. Yeah, Mr. Seattle in the building. Appreciate you, man. Pretty Face, how you doing? It's your man, King Kush Money, part of Mr. For the Record Radio. For the Record Radio, I got my show here every Wednesday night, 6 p.m. West Coast time, which is the control room. Where you guys can call in, control the last 15 minutes of the show. Man, we have a lot of fun playing number dope independent artists, such as that artist that was just playing. Man, that song was deep.
Yeah, that's
real
yeah,
deep.
Man,
I felt
definitely.
That, man. Salute to you, Logan. For real, the real X-Men, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, salute to all the independent artists out there on their grind, doing their thing. It's your man, King Kush Money. Salute.
We're here with Pretty Face from Brooklyn. We got Seattle in the building. You know, I'm in New York City. Stand up. We here, man. Hey, yo.
All the way.
Yo, Pretty. You all feel me? We here, man. I want to thank everybody who called in tonight, all the listeners. I see you, man. I love y'all, man. Thank y'all for the support. Pretty Face, I fuck with you, man. Your energy is great.
Nah, yeah.
You know how to communicate
thank you.
Random people. That shit's super dope. I want to shout out Dizzy Brown. Big shout out to Dizzy, man. You know the fucking vibe. That's
my
brother.
Yeah, he made this happen.
That's a major fact. So we're going to get up out of here. We kind of over the limit, but I'm going to play this last song. And matter of fact, hey, yo, King Kush, what artist you want to shine at the end of the song? Fuck what I got a request. What's your request, man?
Man, I wouldn't mind hearing Undefeated King by your man King Kush Money himself, man. Salute. Let's get it. Yo, Fly Guys, my nigga, my brother. I love you, bro.
I love you, too, bro. You know the vibe. Hey, yo, Pretty Face, I want to thank you for your time. I'm going to tap in with you. We're going to chop it up. But for right now, For the Record Radio, King Kush Money, Undefeated King. Salute.
Let's get it.
You already know, man. No days off. For the Record Radio, you either tuned in or you fucking tuned out, man. This is where the independent artists matter the most. Black guys are approved. There ain't nothing y'all can do about it. We here to take over. Wait, hold on. We taking over already. Broke on y'all, man.
Whoever said you couldn't make it is a goddamn lie. All you gotta do is dream and have some heart. Take a try. Ever since I was a kid, I had a passion to be fly. And I never was afraid to look a nigga in his eye. I am on a mission. Ooh, every day I'm in the zone. Ever since I was a kid, I was in the mind zone. From having big dreams with the beans, with the chrome, I just had to keep the patience if I wanna get it on. But the king was impatient, so it took me out my zone, causing me to be depressed and also moving back home. My mama just cried, cause I wasn't myself. I didn't need no help, wanted to help myself. But that shit only hurt me, causing me to go deeper. Mentally a dark world, I'm faced with the Grand Reaper. My mama said, no, I ain't with this mess. She took the king to get help, and that was the best step. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, still reach for the ground. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king. and I couldn't even stand. All I wanted to do was just sit in the corner. Was afraid of the words or mentally in the coma. Would not even speak, cause I felt they was against me. Would not even eat. Man, the king was so skinny, but I felt something bigger on the greater inside. Man, that feeling in me might have saved my life. I wanted to be great, so I started facing fears, but it really did hurt me. It was so many tears. I stuck my chest out and moved through the stormy weather. It cannot keep worse and can only get better. Now look at me now, 11 years going strong. Now you can't tell me that I don't deserve the throne. I picked up this pen and hoping not to save a life. The first time you fail, do it again, you get it right. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, still reach for the ground. I'm an undefeated king, cause I chose to not give in. I'm an undefeated king, I was destined for the win. I'm an undefeated king, even when things went down. I'm an undefeated king, I still reach for the crown. I'm an undefeated king. Shout out to my city, Rochester, New York. Stand up.
I'm undefeated.
Seattle, Daytona.
Who
is the king in the building? I'm only expressing to you how I feel.
I'm undefeated.